Today's crash came as the airline industry was just beginning to see a slow but steady increase in the number of passengers on U.S. flights. Airlines are still recovering from the September 11th terrorist attacks. People have been enticed back on board by lower ticket prices and heightened security measures. It's unclear what sort of impact the latest crash will have on the airline industry. NPR's Jackie Northam has that report.
If the crash this morning turns out to be the result of a mechanical failure, and this is still not certain, it would be hard to imagine a worse time for it to happen. The airlines still face massive hurdles to get passenger loads back to normal and to stem the mounting losses since September 11th. But a combination of time and necessity meant people were getting back on airplanes. Daryl Jenkins, an aviation expert at George Washington University, says today's crash has pushed the airline industry back to square one.
Any rebound which we were experiencing in traffic will be put off down the road into the future, and our ability to charge fares so that we can make money on is also consequently pushed way down the road as well.
The crash of American Airlines Flight 587 comes less than 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, traditionally the heaviest travel time of the year. Airlines hope to use the holiday to prove to wary travelers that it was safe to get back on a plane. The Bush administration ordered thousands of National Guardsmen to increase the sense of security at the nation's airports. But Dr. Mark Reneke, the director of the Department of Psychology at Northwestern University, says all the efforts may not be enough.
Until we get a sense of what was the cause of it, whether it was a terrorist attack or some sort of physical malfunction on the airplane, it's going to be difficult for us to know which way to move.
Still, many people have already booked their tickets for the Thanksgiving holiday. Peter Yesowich is the president of Yesowich, Pepperdine & Brown, a marketing service that specializes in the travel business. He says a series of polls done since September 11th found there are certain trends, and that if someone had planned to visit family, they will still go.
My sense is, unless it's determined that this was somehow related to any type of terrorist activity, I think people will get on with their plans for the holiday. Family travel, or travel for the holidays that was tied directly to family activities, is likely to remain unaffected, I think, by this. If you had planned for months to go visit grandma for the holidays, the likelihood is that you'll still do that.
Still, Yesowich says other types of travel, even around Thanksgiving, will suffer. George Washington University's Jenkins predicts there will also be a huge drop-off in the number of airline passengers at Christmas and New Year's.
The industry is going to be severely impacted financially because of this. It would not surprise me now if we saw one or two of the top 10 airlines file Chapter 11, and we'll probably lose one or two airlines this year now as well.
American Airlines is now facing new challenges. The company was already losing as much as $15 million a day. It lost two planes in the terrorist attacks on September 11th, and now another in a New York neighborhood. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.